Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails 10 years of Make in India initiative. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says India is the favorite destination for global investment. Dimapur and Perin districts launch Tobacco-Free Youth Campaign 2.0. And in sports, Twensang upsets New Land to reach Dr. T.R. Trophy final. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the completion of 10 years of Make in India initiative. In a social media post, Modi underlined that Make in India illustrates the collective resolve of 140 crore Indians to transform the nation into a manufacturing and innovation powerhouse. He reiterated the government's commitment to encouraging Make in India through all possible ways. Modi said that it is noteworthy how exports have risen in various sectors, capacities have been built, and thus the economy has been strengthened. He complimented all those who are tirelessly working to make this movement a success over the last decade. He added that India's strides in reforms will continue, and together we will build an Atmanirbhar and Viksit Bharat. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that India is now one of the most buoyant economies in the world and a favorite destination for global investment. Addressing the second edition of the Uttar Pradesh International Trade Show 2024 in Greater Noida today, Dhankar highlighted that India is near a $4 trillion economy and has 8% growth prospects for decades to come. He pointed to the 12 new industrial zones taking shape under Prime Minister Modi's leadership, which will boost manufacturing and position India to capitalize on emerging technologies like AI, electric mobility, and semiconductors. National Tobacco Control Program Dimapur launched a 60-day Tobacco-Free Youth Campaign 2.0 at the DC's Conference Hall yesterday. The program, which is an initiative of the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, was launched by Dimapur Deputy Commissioner Dr. Dino Jongshi Chang. During the program, the DC felicitated 5 schools, Government Middle School Pai Bichang, Government High School Sarbura, Government Primary School Girha, Ningolia Memorial High School and Christian Mission School with Tobacco-Free School Certificate for adopting Tobacco-Free Educational Institution Guidelines of NTCP. Delivering the keynote address at the program, District Nodal Officer NTCP Dimapur, Dr. Moore and Jameer said the campaign focuses on escalating public awareness on harmful effects of tobacco, enhancing compliance with Tobacco Products Act and promoting tobacco-free villages. In Perin, the District Tobacco Control Cell, in collaboration with Jalugi Police Station, District Enforcement Force and United Writers Motorcycle Club, organized the launching program of Tobacco-Free Youth Campaign 2.0 at Jalugi yesterday. Speaking at the event, Medical Superintendent, District Hospital Perin, Dr. Niritono Zetsovi, said, "Tobacco is the leading cause of cancer and one cannot live in denial and ignorance any longer." Stating that most of the cases of oral cancer today are because of tobacco use, she said it is time to wake up and start taking responsibility of our health. Later, officer in charge of Jalugi Police Station, Tisa Haikupe, flagged off the motorcycle ride which passed through the town centre and public areas to create more awareness on tobacco hazards. Kohima Deputy Commissioner Kumar Ramnikant has issued an order banning cow torch yatra, the promotional ban on cow slaughter within the district. The DC issued the order yesterday in pursuance to the directives from the state government. The order refers to apprehension of disturbance of public order and provision of Article 371A of the Constitution of India, which protects the religious and social practices of Nagaland. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. In Jammu and Kashmir, an overall voter turnout of over 54% was recorded by 5 p.m. in the second phase of the assembly polls today. Voting began at 7 a.m. across all 3,502 polling stations in 26 assembly segments of 6 districts in the Union Territory amid tight security arrangements. About 25.78 lakh voters will decide the fate of 239 candidates in this phase. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free, fair and smooth polling. Meanwhile, a high-level delegation of senior diplomats from 15 countries are visiting Kashmir to witness the ongoing assembly elections. The delegation comprises diplomats from the US, Mexico, Guyana, South Korea, Somalia, Panama, Singapore, Nigeria, Spain, South Africa, Norway, Tanzania, Rwanda, Algeria, and the Philippines. External Affairs Ministry said most of the embassies are represented by their charge d'affaires and deputy chief of missions, while others are represented by political officers at minister, councillor, and councillor ranks. Under Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, a sensitization program on substance abuse and addiction was conducted at Government Higher Secondary School, PEG, yesterday. The program was held under the theme Application of the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act 1985. Speaking at the program as a resource person, District Sessions Judge and Chairman of District Legal Services Authority, PEG, Nico Agami, reminded the students' community to be aware of the law of the land. He said the law lays different categories of punishment for the offenders. Agami also enlightened the participants about drug abuse and how the law of the land takes actions. Nagaland Public Service Commission, NPSC, is inviting application for filling up various vacancies through Nagaland Civil Services, Nagaland Police Services and Allied Services Examination 2024. NPSC today issued advertisement for filling up 10 posts of ESC, 5 posts of DSP, 14 posts of BDO, 15 posts of sub-inspector under Home Department, Police Establishment Branch and 40 posts of Secretariat Assistant, amongst others. NPSC Secretary Nung Sang Menla Imchen informed that online application form will be available from tomorrow till noon of 9 October. Further details regarding the examination can be accessed from the Commission's portal at npsc.nagaland.gov.in. India has become the third most powerful nation in Asia, surpassing Japan in the Asia Power Index. The Asia Power Index report for 2024 indicated that strong post-COVID economic growth has led India to increase its economic capability by 4.2 points. The report also highlights that India performed well across all other resource measures, especially in future resources, where its score rose by 8.2 points. This growth suggests that India's youthful population may deliver a demographic dividend in the decades to come, unlike many other countries in Asia. India's diplomatic influence has also risen in the Asia Power Index. In 2023, India increased its tempo of diplomatic activity, participating in the sixth highest number of dialogues with countries included in the Asia Power Index. And in football, at the 23rd Inter-District Football Championship, Dr. Tiao Trophy 2024, Twensang stunned Newland 2-1 at the Loyum Memorial Astro Turf Ground in Twensang Town, securing a historic berth in the final for the first time. Riding high on momentum, Twensang continued to apply pressure, breaking through Newland's steadfast defence. In the 21st minute, Twensang's Besang took advantage of a midfield error by Newland, launching a brilliant chip from outside the box over an out-of-position Humuka to extend the lead to 2-0. Newland finally broke through Twensang's defences in the 43rd minute when Doka headed home for a corner kick, reducing the deficit to 2-1. Duensang's historic win not only marks their first appearance in Dr. Diao Trophy Final, but also solidifies their place as a rising force in Nagaland football. Duensang now awaits the outcome of the other semi-final between Beren and Mon to see who they will face in the championship showdown. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails 10 years of Make in India initiative. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says India is the favourite destination for global investment. Dimapur and Beren districts launch Tobacco-Free Youth Campaign 2.0. And in sports, Duensang upsets Newland to reach Dr. Diao Trophy Final. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.